This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, July 27th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
James, we have 3 big hours. Monday night, the time is right for trivia, and that is exactly what we'll be doing. I am so pleased that Bonnie is going to work on our straggler question because I forgot what it was. So we'll find out in a moment. I have 11 bumper stumpers. I know what they are. And of course, when all else fails, pick your own category. Everybody knows something about something. The prizes are absolutely worthless and takes forever to get them. But, boy, I got to tell you, I was put to shame. Yeah, one of you sent me a prize. This is so good. So big, big thanks to Lisa and Joliet. Yeah, the best part of it is Flip, the third issue ever of Flip magazine, June of 1965. Yeah, 35 whole cents. Yeah, that took me right there. But we also got some 45 adapters and the neatest little radio. You know, I have one from American, which became Amoco. Now I have Dino. Yes, big green Dino from Sinclair. So much appreciated. And, more. Yeah, and more. So records, don't you know, and several other things too. So a big, big thank you. And I knew that this was going to be a good package because it had had radio station stickers and record label stickers. And I thought, what is this? So a big, big, big thanks to Lisa. She puts me to shame. Eventually, you get a certificate. That's a lot of fun and something else you don't want. I'll be giving you 45s, but not this one box. I opened a box over the weekend and realized that the rats got there first. No, you won't get any of those. If you get 45s, they'll be clean. And of course, we're talking RPM, not bullets. All right, so with that squared away, I can't wait to talk to Bonnie and find out what the straggler was. I have the list of possibilities, but she's going to tell us exactly. So Bonnie, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's the question?
I believe it's something to do with a food product from the best that you can get is from Israel.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, good. You can buy this edible all over the world, but if you want the best tasting, you have to get it from Israel. Best tasting what?
Could it be potato pancakes?
No.
could it be dates?
Nope.
Oh.
And if I'm asking this question, it's got to be out there. And I had no idea. In fact, when I saw this on trivia, I then said, that can't be right. And I had to look it up, and sure enough, it's right.
Well, I had some friends that would visit Israel quite often, and those were the two things that they talked about. So I thought, I'll give it a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Second, I have two other, I have a question.
Okay.
Did you download Thursday's show?
Yeah, as far as I know. You mean upload it so you could download it?
Yeah.
All right, let me look at that. I can check. I'm pretty sure I did. That'd be terrible if I didn't, but let's see. Wednesday night. Oh, you know what I probably didn't do? I did upload it, but I didn't bother to tell you where to find it. All right, so let's see if I can't fix that right now.
It wasn't me.
No, and by the way,
this.
It's always easy to find. If you know basically how to get to any of the shows, all you have to do is change the date. So like if you clicked on Wednesdays and got 072226, all you'd have to do is 072326, and you know, Raleigh's before it and all that stuff. So that doesn't change. But that's a little trick on how to get them. But let me.
I'm not good at tricks, so.
Well, let's hopefully I can't believe I didn't. Well, yes, I can. Why would I even say that? All right. So let's take a look here. I will put this file up there and see if it comes, and let's see. All right, so now, if I refresh this. Yeah, there it is. Let's see if it actually plays.
This is a replay.
Oh, yeah, it's there. It's there now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, now I can do Thursday.
Yes,
okay,
you can. Thanks for letting me know. I assume then that the main page on Raleigh.net was also not updated, so I'll do that as well as we're speaking. I don't know what the hell I was thinking, but clearly not what I should have been. All right, well, consider it done.
Then I got to tell kudos to Lisa.
Yeah.
When she gave a reply regarding Jim. Okay, that's the end of that story.
No, I appreciate that, and we've been talking about what might be appropriate, and I'm not 100% sure yet, but I understand.
And then, the gal in Texas, in Austin.
Oh,
Fran. She talked about how she could judge a person by a handshake or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Well, I, listening to the different callers, and I feature how they look, and after she said that, somebody told her she had a beautiful smile.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, I can almost feature what she looks like, even though I've never seen her, but I listen to her all the time, and she's, give her kudos too.
Oh, absolutely. And the best part about radio is we all look exactly the way you want us to.
Beautiful.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So I remember I was in grade school, and there was a disc jockey with just a killer voice. And, he was just dreamy. And bottom line is I actually saw him once. And I thought to myself, don't get to know them. Yeah, let your imagination run off with that. And, I took that advice to heart. And at this stage of my life, I'm grateful it's not television. All right, so 888-876-5593. So you can buy this edible pretty much all over the world, but if you want the best tasting, you have to get it from Israel. Best tasting what? All right, 888-876-5593. Cindy in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think, Cindy?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's salt from the Dead Sea.
Nope.
Okay, and I don't want to play. I'm just so tired from praying that nothing would happen with the storms and, you know, and the storms were really bad south of us. You know?
Well, and Wisconsin really got hit, yes.
Oh, yeah, I have relatives. I mean, I spent a lot of time, you know, in Burlington had Tornado Watch and Lily Lake. And I have a cousin in West Chicago, family in Glen Ellen, Woodridge, you know.
Absolutely.
Really,
well, stay safe.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, tornadoes, man. And they are just the absolute worst because there's no way to really really prepare for that. And they're so focused where one side of the street is perfect and the other side, it ripped the roofs off all the homes, you know, that kind of thing. So just a mess. We had our weather here, too. But my big problem is convincing the power company that the power's off. Apparently, they have some type of a formula where a certain number of people have to complain or they don't think it's real. But for tower sites, they're not near anything. That's the whole purpose of them. They're on their own mountain, in my case. And so I reported one Saturday afternoon, never heard anything. Midnight, never heard anything. Finally, when I went semi-ballistic at 3 o'clock, someone called in the morning. Well, did you check your breakers? You can imagine you were scraping me off the ceiling after that. And when I finally got them to understand that it's a tower site, it's not only two radio stations, but it's also Verizon and T-Mobile and some others. And yeah, that's my tower site. They finally believed it. They got there about 5:45 in the morning and restored it. This could have been done at 3 in the afternoon if they believed me. So yeah, all right. I digressed and didn't mean to. And yes, we have generators, but and one of them, the transfer switch, didn't kick. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, yeah, so you can buy this edible all over the world, but if you want the best tasting, get it from Israel. Get what from Israel? We'll get your guesses, and Billy Bob wants, 5x5, and he's got a request, of course. Ruth wants Witch's Kitchen Trivia. Hey, I aim to please. Barry wants the Beatles, and Marguerite in Chicago is going to take some guesses. All right, there's one line available for you if you want it. This is the time to get it, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. James, enjoying that just a little bit too much. Every now and then I start to read something and forget I'm on the radio. All right, but that gave you plenty of time to hear what a wonderful song it was. Yeah, and that was a flip side, actually, for that woman. And that's the only time you've heard her. So I know you might think that she sounds like someone else you have heard. It's not. All right, so that's your first bumper stumper. As far as labels for that, that came out on Gold Records Incorporated, which actually was a little label in New York owned by Luther Dixon in 1963. All right, so let's get some answers to, hopefully our straggler will go away, then we'll have another question. You can buy this edible all over the world, but if you want the best tasting, get it from Israel. Best tasting what? All right, so for a while it was imported into Greenland. That's how I came across this, but turned out that's less of the story. So Anita is in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Anita, what do you think?
Hello, Raleigh. That was actually a very pretty song. I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know what it is, but it is a very pretty song.
Well, it was an album cut on a record by the Four Seasons, because one of them wrote it, Bob Gaudio. But it was also in that movie, and I forget the name of the movie, but in any event, it was a flip side for this woman in 63, and I thought, man, this record should have come out as an A-side, and it never did.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty fun. I like that.
Good.
So, anyway, I have two guesses on the trivia question.
All right.
Okay. My first guess is hummus.
Nope.
Tahini.
Nope.
Okay, that's all I have.
And I'll say that it's not a mixture of anything. It's a standalone. It doesn't.
It's a standalone.
Yep, it doesn't require a recipe.
Oh, okay. Because hummus is really good, and
isn't that chopped up garbanzo beans?
Yes, yeah. But they flavor them with all sorts of different things, and it's very, very good. I like to buy it once in a while, mm-hmm. and just sit down and have it for dinner with crackers.
Yeah.
And the tahini, I don't know if they make it any other way, but it's kind of like soy sauce, but it's totally different.
Yes.
And I put that on my Chinese food or whatever, and they have it in a low sodium as well. And it's rather expensive.
Yeah.
But it's really good, though.
It's made
from, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's made from sesame seeds.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, but all those things require some preparation. This doesn't.
Okay, so this is a standalone.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
I'll keep thinking.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good deal.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so will we get any other guesses? Let us see, and this will be one line available for you if you want it. Now, Marguerite in Chicago's got some guesses. So, Marguerite, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, good evening, and thank you for taking my call.
Always.
And hello to the Riley James family.
Yes, yes.
Okay, is it... Well, then if it's not, if it's a standalone, would it be a fish?
It's not a fish.
Of some type? Oh, gosh. Because the others require cooking, my answers.
Mm.
Like lentils or cream cheese, bagels.
Yeah, all good guesses. So, not right, but good guesses.
Yeah, right. Could it be a nut?
Mm-mm. Nope, no nuts. See, I'm giving away whole categories here, but nuts.
Yeah, because it's an edible, you said.
It is absolutely an edible. And the best tasting is from Israel.
Wow. Okay. Let me hang up and listen.
All right. Thanks for calling.
For the rest
appreciate
of the guesses.
It.
And thank
All right,
you.
Good
bye-bye.
Deal. All right. So now we have narrowed it down to something. Exactly what I'm not sure, but that gives you room. Now let's see. Who else wants to take a guess on this? I believe Mike in Oak Lawn wants to weigh in. So welcome back to WGN, Mike.
Hello. I only have one guess, and I'm going to go with olive oil.
That's a nice guess. It's not right.
Ah.
But I like it.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
Yes, and thanks for trying. Call me again. Appreciate it.
Thank you much.
All right, good deal. Yeah, do you know most olive oil you get on the shelves is actually counterfeit? Yeah, that's a whole other subject, but it is. And I don't know. So let's move right on. Do we have any other immediate guesses for this? No. Oh, we're going to get to Ruth and Gurnee. All right, Ruth. So where on earth did you even come up with the idea that we were going to do Witch's Kitchen?
Well, it's called A Kitchen Witch.
All right.
Well, I've been wanting to ask this question for a few weeks, and I decided tonight was the night because of all the power outages and uprooted trees and pruning of trees by Mother Nature.
Uh-huh.
So I got brave. I'm wondering if you would consider it an interesting question, because that's what you said. I ask interesting questions. So one of the things, though, before I make one more comment about where I came up with this is, do you think there is a kitchen witch in Hell's Kitchen in New York?
Next.
Okay.
Just move right on.
Okay, so back to kitchen witch. The catalogs are having very expensive prices on handmade kitchen witches, and they have a history worldwide in European countries and locations. And so I went and ordered one, and they were out of stock, and I said, that's great. I'm real thankful and appreciative, because Sandra Cleaney, who had put a spell on me and left some Hawaiian lays on some squad cars on Cedar Lake Road, come clean, Sandra, for what you did. Back to that question, what do you think? There's a trivia question regarding it.
Well, there's actually a couple things. Now, one thing you're talking about. Well, hang on a minute. The news is on. We'll talk about it right after the news. Don't go away. Stay where you are. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who are they? It's the Flip Side, and 1957 on G. So they're from the Bronx. And other than maybe knowing the A side, you have absolutely no other reason to know who they are. But maybe you do. So 888-876-5593. Now, we're going to get to Ruth in a moment and her kitchen witches. But I always say I defer to the first-time caller. So we're going to put Ruth on hold and try not to lose her here and check out Linda. Linda is in Buffalo Grove. So, Linda, welcome to WGN Radio. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
So, what do you think?
I think I know that. I think it's Israel Artichokes.
That's a great answer. It's not right, but that's probably true, too. No, really, it's the best answer yet. So, think about it and call me back.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, well, Jerusalem artichokes, everybody's heard about that, but no. And again, I ask these because when I see them, it's sort of like, you got to be kidding me. So it's absolutely out there. Now, back to Ruth. Sorry to interrupt Ruth. All right, so now, here we go. So we are talking, obviously, not about any of the cauldrons and things witches might do in kitchens, but in fact, that little doll-type thing that's hanging there, correct? That's what we're discussing?
Yes, and I have a request for a song. I took a sleigh ride in July, and you can do whatever favorite artist you like that colored it.
I've never heard of the song.
I took a sleigh ride in July. I think Patti Page may have done it.
Okay, let me find
but
it.
But I'm not real guaranteed on that.
Well, I'm going to write this down. Patti Page or somebody, we don't care who. I took a sleigh ride in July. Is that really the title?
That's its title.
Okay. All right. I'll look for it. I'll check it out. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Now let's get back to our dolls here. They've been around for forever, pretty much. And, of course, normally displayed in residential kitchens as a good luck charm. However, for centuries, Norwegians hung this good witch right in their kitchen for a specific reason. What's the reason?
Chase away evil?
No, to keep roasts from burning, pots from boiling over, sauces from spilling.
Oh, it was supposed to be to bake things that they don't go flat and all those kinds of things, but it was just for things not to boil over. Well, that's an interesting one. That I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, I hadn't either, which is why I asked it, because normally you'd think it's good luck of all sorts, but in their case, they were just trying to get through preparing the meal.
Yeah. I still think my idea is there a restaurant in Hell's Kitchen that's named Kitchen Witch?
Couldn't begin
everything
to tell you.
Goes up in
All
flames.
Right. Good deal. Thanks, Ruth. Appreciate it. All right, bye. So there you have kitchen witches, and yeah, I knew virtually nothing about them. But the most famous was the Norwegian kitchen witch, and yes, the legendary secret of goof-proof cooking, don't you know? All right, so 888-876-5593. If you don't know my bumpers, gee, what a shock. And you have no idea about our question about, you can buy this edible all over the world, but if you want the best tasting, get it from Israel. Best tasting what? All right, you don't know that either. Then take your own category, like Ruth just did. It's as simple as that. So let's see. Oh, we're going to do charts. I love charts. All right, so let's get on with it with Dave on the north side. Dave, are you with us?
Hello.
All right, what are we doing?
Can we request a song?
All right, let me get that out. I have to get that out so I won't lose it. Now, what is it you... Oh, I better write Ruth's name for that last one. All right, Dave, what do you want?
Larry Darnell.
Oh, okay.
He's got a song I heard called Boogie Oogie.
Okay. Yeah, Larry Darnell was great.
You know, I always give you homework. Hard time.
Yeah, no, I like Larry Darnell. In fact, a lot of people who like the Velvetones' Glory of Love don't realize it was an actual rip from a Larry Darnell record.
Are you there? Did I lose you?
No, I'm right here.
Hey, where'd you go?
Yeah, I'm right here. Where did you go? Oh, man. All right. I don't know what to say.
What happened to the audio?
Yeah, I can't explain that other than to say if you're using a cell phone, you know they're not full duplex, don't you? All right, among other things. Oh, and Dave wanted charts too. Well, he'll call back. We hope, but I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes it just happens. Phone service is worth what we pay for it these days, actually, and I can't complain. Marguerite called back. Got another guess. All right, Marguerite, what else do you think?
Okay, apricots?
Nope.
Lemon, limes?
Nope.
Oranges, grapes?
Nope.
Figs?
Nope.
Okay. And also, the question, why is Hell's Kitchen in New York, that neighborhood called Hell's Kitchen? I mean, I've been there, right. But I just never, you know, considered the question until tonight, hearing you speak on it.
Well, you know, as far as that goes, it was a newspaper report in the 1800s. It was in the New York Times. And mm-hmm. It was a writer who actually wasn't discussing the neighborhood in general, but there was a filthy tenement. And I think it was like West 39th and 10th Avenue or something. So that's one of the things. But the other, you know, and you know, who knows what's right. But so we have the newspaper report. Then we have supposedly there was a cop and his partner who were watching a riot on 39th Street. And, you know, one of them said, "This place is hell itself." And the other one said, "Hell's a mild climate. This is Hell's Kitchen." Now, who knows?
Uh-huh.
So both of those. And then there was a local group, the Hell's Kitchen Gang. But and then other people said, well, it was a foul-smelling German restaurant. Nobody knows. I suspect the newspaper report is probably the closest because you can actually research that. It appeared in September 22nd, 1881 in the New York Times.
Oh, okay. All right. And thank you. Good night.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
I love the story, though, about the cop. I think his name was Dutch Fred. And, yeah, hell's a mild climate. This is Hell's Kitchen. All right, but I don't know that we can prove that. So, if you're looking at Hell's Kitchen and the bottom line is obviously the real estate listings are not going to say that. But so look for Clifton or Midtown West, you know, west side of Midtown Manhattan. Yeah, I used to park there on 10th Avenue when I worked for Billboard because it was cheap. And yeah, man, people, you're still alive? Yes, absolutely. Never had a problem. Now, we've got, let's see, Billy Bob and Bermanet, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Hi, I'm a six-time caller. Yeah. Thanks for getting my humble pie request in there, and you gave a little tutorial on the band members. I appreciate that. You got it in right at 11 o'clock news on Tuesday.
Well, good. I assume you have another request.
I like the... I don't remember the group, but it's like Laugh, Laugh, I Almost Cried.
Yeah, what is it? It is Laugh, Laugh. It's by the Bo Brummels.
Who did that?
Bo Brummels.
Thank you.
And it sounded like a British name, but they were from San Francisco. All right, so.
And then
what,
I'm going to take a guess. Oh, go ahead. I was going to take the guess at your Israel food product question.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll say it's honey.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
All right. What is a shod horse?
A shod horse?
Yes, S-H-O-D, shod.
Well, it's one that's got their thing on their feet.
I'll take it. A horse with shoes. Good enough. Okay.
Yeah, when you shoe a horse.
Who is the current Secretary of State in Illinois?
There you go again, Ami. I'll say Dennis Hassert.
Alexei Giannoulias. I don't know if I pronounced that right. But
I thought he was the Secretary of State.
That's what I said. Who was the current Secretary of State of Illinois?
You get your license. Yeah, I shouldn't remember that. He's thinking of running for senator, I think.
All right. Well, yeah, that's all right. You're allowed to get one more right, wrong, and that'll be it. Billie Jean King in the Battle of the Sexes. Who did she play against?
Riggs.
And what's his first name?
I didn't know you were going to get technicolored on me there.
I'll give it to you. It's Bobby. Bobby Riggs.
Yeah, Bobby. Right.
Which Chicago museum has a coal mine?
The Museum of Science and Industry.
Absolutely right. All right, you just have to get one more. What is the U.S.'s first state?
The U.S.'s first state.
Yeah, they brag about it on their license plate. The first state.
Well, somebody on the East Coast.
Obviously, by first state, they mean the first to sign the Constitution. So who would that be?
I don't know. I'll go with Connecticut.
Delaware.
All righty.
Talk to you later. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. And a big, big thanks to Laura and Lisa for all the 5x5s, which is just terrific. Appreciated much. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Let's see what we're. Oh, Jim in Blackwood. He wants charts. All right, Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I'm still hanging around and my best to do my best to do what I can do.
Yeah. Now, you picked 1956 this week?
Yeah. Yep. Also, for this thing about fascinating about the history of Hell's Kitchen, he says it was 39th Street and 10th Avenue.
Yeah.
I think that's now currently the location of the Javits Convention Center.
Oh, that makes sense. All right. Well.
And I want to say about one of my favorite in my collection, one of my favorite compilations is from 1970, the Motown Story, the first decade.
Uh-huh.
It's done in the style of a history of rock and roll type show. It's narrated by Charlie Van Dyke.
Ah.
That's came out about 1970, I think, about minus 71. But maybe if you ever see Charlie, maybe you could ask him. But he was working at the time for CKLW.
Uh-huh.
I just wondered if he recorded that at CKLW, or maybe he went over to Hitsville, USA, and which is now today the Motown Historical Museum.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't know. I absolutely don't know. I'll try and find out.
Yep, so, I was just thinking about today because they just opened up the...
I think you're talking about the Motown... It was just called the Motown Story, and it was not a syndicated radio thing. It came out on vinyl.
Yeah, but it was opera. I think a couple of stations, I think Wibbage and Philly ran that as... to promote it as a show.
Well, you could, I guess, but it was, as far as that goes, it was just, what was I going to say, just for Motown, as far as that.
Yeah, it was like a five-hour show, though. They started with Shop Around, and I think they went up to all the 60s, and they went through the last one was Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Diana Ross.
Okay. Well, those albums are probably still around because it was limited edition, but still, they pressed a lot of them.
And also saw one in the UK, too, the same issue. It was on the Tamla Motown label, and they also got a 24-page souvenir booklet there that most American ones didn't have. So I bought mine when I was over there.
Uh-huh.
But if you ever see Randy Charlie Van Dyke... I first heard him back in 69 on CKLW, and I thought maybe it was Dick Van Dyke's son, but...
All I know is Bill Watson produced that. He was, like, for a moment there, well, longer than that, but... Bill Drake's kind of right-hand man. And the artist segments, obviously, some of that was Motown Archives, and some of it was recorded in L.A., but, you know, I'm going to look to see if that's still available. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I think mine, I paid, like, about 20 years ago.
The lowest price that's been is $1.12, and the highest price that's been is $29.99, and there are some available, I think. Okay.
And I would just make sure. I would be willing to pay more if it's got the booklet in it.
Yeah, well, let's see what there's 8 for sale right now, and let's see.
Is this on eBay?
This is Discogs. But anyway, this is from the UK, and it doesn't say, it says first decade, 5 LPs, compilation and box. Let's see, original box, stored, okay, original white inner sleeves, doesn't say. Vinyl in great shape, mice had to go with the box, so great. Let's see, here's another one. Sleeves are in excellent condition, the box was attacked by a hungry mouse. Let's see, well preserved, but... no one is saying on this directly if the booklet is in there. I assume that it is, but there's a bunch of them.
I think almost every UK copy did have a booklet, but not so much in the US or Canada.
Again, it's a question of not did it. Is it still in it that whoever's selling it is selling? Original box, minor storage wear, box, white inner sleeves. I don't know. And let's see. They're all... Oh, this is interesting. Oh, here's one. All but one are from... two. Mostly from Great Britain, but a couple are in the U.S.
Yep, so I guess they must have been bigger fans of the compilation over there.
I don't know. So, So they are available. Let's see. And near mint. All right. There you go. I don't know. I don't know much about it other than I just, you told me something. I didn't know anybody branded as a radio show.
Well, I just heard it once on Webage, and maybe that inspired me to go out and pick up my copy at at Sam Goody's or no, it was actually, it wasn't Sam Goody's back then. It was Franklin Music in the Ishmael Mall, New Jersey.
Okay.
And then when I went to the UK, I saw it at a secondhand store over there, but I had the booklet, so that's what. So I got two copies. But the UK is on the Tamla Motown label.
Yeah.
Whereas here, it's the Motown with the map of Michigan.
Yeah. All right. Well, hang on a minute, and we're going to do 1956. I'm thrilled about that. We don't get many people who ask for that, and this will be fun. So don't go away. Stay where you are, and we'll pick it up right after this on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? That's your third bumper stumper. And what can I tell you about it? I can tell you 1961 on Scepter, that's about it. And later covered, very nice rendition cover as far as that goes, by Gene Pitt and the Jive Five. All right, so now we're back to Jim in New Jersey, and we're going to do 1956 this week, July 28th, 1956.
70 years ago today.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Number one, Wayward Wind.
Googie Grant.
Yeah. Number two, I Almost Lost My Mind.
Pat Boone.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Number three, I Want You, I Need You, I Love You.
Elvis.
Number four, Allegheny Moon.
Patti Page.
Okay, this is a tie, two-way tie. It's a three-way tie for number four. That's the way they've listed it here. But next would be Moonlight and the Theme from Picnic.
Moore Stoloff.
Yes. Born to Be with You.
Cordettes.
Yes. Number seven, My Prayer.
The Platters.
Number eight, I'm in Love Again.
Fats Domino.
Number nine, Whatever It Will Be, Will Be.
Doris Day,
yep.
Casey Rossarock.
Yep, absolutely. And number 10, Moore.
Bo Perry Como.
Absolutely right. Very good.
Almost said that Kay Winding.
Yeah, right. Wrong year. All right, so let's see how far you get. Number 11, Sweet Old Fashioned Girl.
Well, maybe we got me this one. What label?
Coral.
Not Buddy Holly.
Teresa Brewer. But you aced the top 10, so that's good enough for me. Always good to hear from you. Thank you.
You take care.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. All right, so, yeah, very good. And Dave has called back, so we'll get to 1968, his phone willing. And we'll continue to get your guesses on. You can buy this edible all over the world, but if you want the best tasting, get it from Israel. And it is not anything that's prepared. It's a standalone food, that is. So we've got Barry and the Beatles. Don't go away, Barry. He's been waiting a while. We'll come up with some Beatles right after the news. Mike is guessing, and Shane wants his mash. He's driving. Ooh, probably to Wisconsin, where, yeah, wasn't pretty in Appleton today. We also have Kim in Florida. All right, going to take a guess on our trivia question. And let's see. I think, like I say, Dave called back, and there's one line available for you. So attendance will be taken. So we played three so far on your bumper stumpers. Got another one coming up, 1955 on Federal. Yeah, later popularized by someone else. But this one was great, I thought, anyway. But our question again, you can be thinking on it during the news. And if you have a busy signal, just wait till somebody hangs up and then call back. But you can buy this edible all over the world. But if you want the best tasting, get it from Israel. Best tasting what? 888-876-5593-8888-ROLLYE on WGN Radio.
Well, girl, you're so fine. So fine. So fine. So fine. My baby's so doggone fine. She loves me come rain, come shine. Oh, oh, oh yeah. She's so fine.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Eat your heart out, the Fiestas, who covered that later. But man, the original is absolutely the best. And so was that group, actually. It was R&B royalty on the West Coast. Jesse Belvin and Eugene Church and Mel Williams were among the members. And who are they? 888-876-5593. That came out in 1955 on Federal. And yes, Johnny Otis wrote it. Not that the Fiestas gave him writer's credit, but he did. All right, so who are they? All right, and if you're saying, what else did they do? Well, I'm somewhat of a loss there, but I love this one anyway on Federal. All right, so 888-876-5593, B8888-Raleigh. Now, let's get some guesses here on our question, which is the straggler from last week. You can buy this edible all over the world, but if you want the best tasting, get it from Israel. Best tasting what? All right, so we have Kim in Florida going to take a guess for me. So, Kim, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
I think it's dates.
Is what?
Dates.
Dates. That's nice. It's not right.
How about figs?
Nope.
Okay.
But thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right.
Love you.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
Of course, if I'm asking them, you know that it's not going to be what you expect. But it's absolutely true. I had to research it because I didn't believe it myself. Ken in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you there, Ken? No, we lost Ken. All right. Well, so tired of waiting, I do guess. Here, now I'm quoting the Kinks. It's gone downhill, hadn't it? All right. So Mike in Cleveland is going to take some guesses. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Good night.
Yeah, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Oh, okay. I read one time it was the number one export of Israel. And is it pork?
No. It is not.
It's not. Okay.
Nope.
Ah. Okay. Well, I have some songs since you'd like them.
All right. Let me find that sheet so I will not lose them. And write down who you are first. Okay. All right. What do you want to hear?
Okay. The Fleetwoods, Outside My Window.
Huh. I thought I knew everything by the Fleetwoods. Outside My Window. I'll have to look for that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Well, you know this one, Dion and the Belmonts. Blur of Wind.
Oh, sure.
You know that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a favorite, but I'll play it for you. What else?
Yeah, you might know this one. Daisy Burris.
Who?
Ain't the same thing. Daisy Burris.
Oh, okay, Daisy Burris. Okay.
Hey, well, does that take the same thing, right?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And, yeah, that's it.
Okay, good deal. Good to hear from you. Thanks,
okay.
Mike. Appreciate it.
I don't want to overload you, so I can hear them.
Okay, good. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Have a
all
good
right.
night.
So, what are we doing here? I believe we'll free up a line if you want it. And Anita called back. She's got more, but wait, there's more. Okay, Anita, what you got for me?
Okay, this is my last guess. If I don't get it, I'm letting it go. You said something last time, and it made me think really hard, and I thought, I wonder. Sesame Seeds.
No.
Damn.
But thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right. Yeah.
That's the last one.
All right.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye.
Let's see. So, not Sesame Seeds either. You know, I don't know that I'd be so surprised because I really don't know that much about where Sesame Seeds come from anyway, or where they're the best. But this is one where, yeah, you know what this is as far as that goes, but I bet you didn't know that the best tasting ones are from Israel. All right. Ken called back. We'll see in Chicago. All right. Ken, you're back.
I think I got the answer. Pomegranate.
No.
Really?
No, but that's a good guess.
Yeah, pomegranate. Is it a fruit?
Yeah, I'd say it's in the fruit category.
In the fruit category, yeah, but they have the best pomegranates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, that's the only guess I got.
Well, if you think of something else, call me back.
I shall, okay.
Okay, thanks, appreciate it. All right, so there you have that. Now, what else are we doing on guesses? Maddie. Maddie is in Harwood Heights. All right, Maddie, welcome back to WGN.
You know what? We were just talking, my wife and I, and we thought it might have been salt, but then you just said that it was in the fruit category.
Yep, it's not salt.
So I don't know what to say if I'm just guessing a fruit. I'm going to guess, I don't know, kumquat.
Nope.
All right.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right, so bye. There you are. There you have it. So not kumquats. And I've heard of them, but I don't know that I've ever encountered one. Cindy called back, and she's going to take another guess, I do believe. So, Cindy, what do you think?
Avocados?
Nope.
Oh, wow. Supposed to artichokes?
Nope, not artichokes.
I don't know why I'm so tired. I just prayed all day. You know, those storms were terrible. You know, and then on the news on WGN, they said before the storms, don't drive through the water. And they showed all these people driving through all this deep water, and a lot of them got stuck and almost drowned.
Happens every storm.
I guess so. I mean, I don't know. Okay, well, I thought I had it. Okay.
All right, thanks for trying. So, 888-876-5593. Let's get to Barry and his Beatles. Barry, you still with us?
I am.
All right, good deal. Now I have to find your question. It's been so long, I've lost your question. That can't be right. I know it's here somewhere.
How about apples or...
It's not apples. So keep going.
Okay. Lemons?
No, not lemons. Not lemons. All right, now I've got to look up your question. Where did it go? This is terrible. I worked on it hard, too. Oh, well.
You got me last week.
Yeah, well, you might know this, but the interesting thing with some of them I can't tell you on the air because they're just absolutely vile. So we won't talk about those. And there was one I liked about John Lennon coining the term for some of Paul McCartney's songs, but I can't give you that because it's got a dirty word in it, but it's funny. let's see. You'll know this instantly. Not everybody liked the Beatles, obviously, and especially American performers. You know, a number of them had just terrible things to say because, of course, they were just, ubiquitous on the charts. One of them went as far as saying the only reason the Beatles come to America is to make money and go back home and complain on the USA. Bottom line is, he was convinced they were absolutely anti-American. Who was it?
Huh. I don't know, Beatles? Elvis?
Yes, you're absolutely right. In fact, not only did he believe this to his core, but he met with Richard Nixon in 1970 to warn him against the Beatles. He had a beef with John Lennon over his public protests of Vietnam and was very specific, saying the Beatles only came to America to make money and then they'd go home and rag on America. So, yes, that's Elvis Presley. He was just fit to be tied over that. So, all right, hang on. Don't go away. All right, so that is absolutely true. Barry is right again, but he always knows his Beatle questions. All right, anybody else guessing on this? Let me see. No. All right, fine. Then we'll move right along. Oh, Linda in Richmond Park has requests. I don't think I'm done playing all yours. I don't think I've gotten to the horse yet, but maybe I did. All right, so Linda, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Always.
Yeah, I was calling because I wanted to make mention that Mr. Johnson, he owned Johnson & Johnson, Johnson's products, not Johnson & Johnson. He did the Ultra Sheen, all those. He was a very wealthy man when he died.
Yeah.
But they didn't say how much he was worth, but he also sponsored the Soul Train.
Oh, yeah.
The second Soul Train, when they moved, I think they moved somewhere in California or something.
Yep.
And then he did a lot of other things, helping other people like Martin Luther King with things he was doing. And he did a lot of help with people, you know, starting their businesses and stuff. So I thought maybe I could get you to play the song Soul Train.
Oh, sure. And by the way, he died earlier this month, as you know, but he made it to 99 years old. So
yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And he was happy for a long time, wasn't he?
Yeah, right. And he started in Chicago in 1954. And we all know the products, you know, Ultra Sheen, Afro Sheen, Ultra Wave, Classy Curl, all of that. And what's interesting historically is that in 1971, Johnson Products became the first black-owned company to be listed on the American Stock Exchange.
Right. So, and that's not including the magazines that he had. Ebony magazine.
Absolutely.
Jet, you know, one that had the centerfold.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of different other things, you know. And then he helped a lot of other people with their products, too.
Yeah, he wrote a book which details a lot of this, Afro Sheen, How I Revolutionized an Industry with the Golden Rule. And so anybody who wants to read it in his own words, that's still available.
Oh, I'm going to try to remember that. I can't write it down because my eyes are a little bit too bad to see how to write it down.
Yeah. But yes, he was absolutely a pioneer, no doubt about it, and life well-lived, to say the least.
Right. So I wanted you to play that song, Soul Train, that they used before it came on. Because he had a lot of guests, you know. Well, the guy that sponsored, so he didn't sponsor, but... what was his name? I can't think of his name.
Don Cornelius?
Yeah, they say he killed himself. I can't hardly believe that, but...
It was sad.
He acted very happy to me. On the show every week, you know.
There were things that happened behind the scenes. I wasn't there. I don't know. But he had a lot of issues toward the end, sadly. And so it wouldn't entirely surprise me, but obviously I don't know. He was arrested. The first time he was arrested, I think, was like 20 years ago now, and that was domestic violence. It was a felony as far as that goes. And, you know, his wife got the restraining order and all that kind of stuff. And then the next thing that came out was he supposedly sexually assaulted Playboy bunnies. And, you know, I mean, it was just a cavalcade of stuff, unfortunately. And most of it without proof, to say the least. And but, you know, it's sad how life gangs up on people. You know, I often think, you know, that was the case with Bill Cosby, too. You know, obviously there were some people who didn't care for things about him, probably his political stances among them, and they just hung that man out to dry.
But you think about old Hugh Hefner. He did every piece of dirt, but it was nothing ever came out. When he died, he came out as clean as I don't know what. You know,
well,
don't think you have to.
Well, right.
Do
absolutely, but he didn't cross the wrong people. That's what I say. I think with Bill Cosby, for instance, they didn't like his stance about education and excellence and all those things. They felt that all of that, and they just, because there was nothing new about that. Everybody kind of knew about his proclivities, but suddenly it was all over him. I thought, he gored someone's ox.
Exactly, because I remember when Hugh Hefner, he had two young sisters, they were twins, and they talked about him like a dog. They couldn't stand him, but they just wanted his money.
Well, of course, Hugh Hefner was never anyone's idol, we'll say that. I think he was kind of as advertised from the start, you know.
He was an old dried up prune in a red robe. It couldn't even hardly sit up straight.
Yeah.
I said, I just can't believe this man. I just can't believe him.
Yep.
But I think his son took over the business, if I'm not mistaken.
His daughter was involved.
All right. It was his daughter.
Yeah, absolutely. And
I remember they started off in Chicago. The first Playboy Club was in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. He was here. And, you know, of course, and the Lake George location was spectacular and all of that. But, yeah, she was, Christy was her name, and she was head of Playboy Enterprises for a long time, more than a decade. And I think she was the longest serving CEO of a publicly traded company when she was there. And one of the things that she did was she early on steered the company onto the internet, which made sense. And that Playboy was the first national magazine to have a website. So good for her for that. She, of course, was the antithesis of all the girls that Hugh liked, to say the least. She never she was not going to be a bunny, but actually she's kind of lovely, but not of that that type.
Right. Yeah. My girlfriend went to school with me. Her name is Antoinette.
Okay.
Her sister-in-law was a bunny.
Okay.
I think she might have been the first black. I don't know, but she was beautiful. I do say that.
Yeah.
And I know a lot about the Playboy Club because when I worked for a lawyer's firm, it was called Howard and French. They were some old white lawyers. They had the money up the yang-yang.
Yeah.
And they got a case because I used to open up every case. That was my job. Open up the case. They'd mail in the pictures and different things, you know, evidence of stuff. I'd log it in when I received it, what it was, the pictures of it. And it was this young girl, they claimed she jumped out the window of the Playboy's Club. But the reality was, they said they knew that she was pushed out. But they gave that case to my attorney that I worked for, Howard and French. And do you know they wanted? They said that she jumped out, but they knew in reality she was pushed out.
Uh-huh.
And when the case was over, they bragged about it. That you know they won.
That they won. They yeah. That's.
Yeah, they bragged about it. They won even though they know she was pushed out of the
right.
And the picture, I saw the picture when they would open the big envelope and had to help. They had the pictures where they had. She was on the ground. It was something.
Yeah.
And those lawyers were, I'm getting off the subject. One of them was dead and the other one, he was still alive. And they had, I don't know which one, it was Mr. Howard or Mr. French, but they had a young white lawyer and he was just, they just loved him. They just loved him. And every day he would come in the office, he had to give a joke on a black person. I could have ripped his throat out.
You're right.
You know, why do you have to do that? And I could write a book on that lawyer's firm.
Oh, I'll bet.
The whole building was nothing but lawyers on that building. Nothing but lawyers.
Yep.
So that was something. I lived long enough to see a whole lot of stuff. I mean, a whole lot of stuff.
Oh, but undoubtedly.
Do you remember the name Bill Kenner at all?
Of course.
You remember Bill Kenner?
I didn't know him personally, but I absolutely know who that is, yes.
Yeah, he was a friend of mine, yeah, Bill Kenner.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So he helped me get the commercial and the job with Marty Faye. But he moved on with Mary D., and he went to a station, I don't know what it was, 579.
Well, he was on, I remember in the mid-60s, he was on WBEE.
Right, he was, yeah, Bill Kenner.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah, and so absolutely I knew who he was, but I didn't, you know him personally. And yeah, Bill Kenner, I think his real name was like Bill Randall Henderson or something. But anyway, yeah, good stuff. When I was, I've been trying to unpack all this crap for the last like year. I mentioned the Playboy Club. I have a key from the Playboy Club in New Orleans. Of course, it isn't there anymore. But I thought to myself, where did I get this? So yeah. So, but I have one just in case.
I had a lot of that stuff, the jewelry and stuff that I received from some of my friends.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
You could buy it too, they were selling it, but it was just something I always thought about. I always said that old Playboy's Club, because after I knew the girl was pushed out deliberately and they covered it up so well, it kind of made me feel ill against that. Playboy's Club, you know.
All right.
So they went on powerful. They made much money. They went on. So, but that's how it is, you know. When you get to making money and you're doing something dirty, nasty, stinky, they draw to that.
Well. All right. Well, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I wanted you to play Soul Train, and there was another song I wanted you to play. I'm trying to think what the name of the song was. I didn't talk to you, so I can't remember what the song was. I can't remember what it was, so.
Well, we'll get Soul Train. We'll get Soul Train. If you think of something else, you call us back.
I will. All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
All right. So I believe I didn't do something before the news that I probably should have. So I'll do it now on WGN Radio.
Never again will I fall head over heels in love.
In love, falling in love. In love, falling in love.
Never again will I kiss you beneath the pretty stars above.
Above, stars above. Above, stars above.
Hey, never again. No, no, never. Never will I.
Will I.
Okay, so who is that? Recorded under several names, and a little Richard clone, so to speak. And actually, the two had more than a few run-ins. But apart from that, yeah, I thought he was terrific as far as that goes. But if I tell you any more, I'll be giving it away. So who is he? 1962 on minute. All right, so we're working on our question. I was thinking that would be gone, but it will be whenever you get it. You can buy this edible all over the world, but if you want the best tasting, get it from Israel. Best tasting what? And we have guesses. So, let's see. Ken called back with another one. All right, Ken. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
I don't have a computer, but I have books. And there was, I got National Geographic. Would that be cheating?
No.
Oranges.
No.
Special kind of orange called a Jaffa orange.
Yes, I understand, but that's not it.
Oh, okay.
But I like it. It's a nice answer. It's just not right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, so it could probably be a lot of things, but I'm looking for one in particular for which serious exports on this. Like I said, I came across this in a very weird way looking at something in Greenland, and at the time it was a huge export. I don't know that it is anymore, so don't use that. Anita in Beloit has called back. What do you think, Anita?
Okay, it's my third time, you know. Okay, something that I like a lot, and I even have them in my cupboard. People have guessed dates, but has anybody guessed figs?
Yes, and it's not.
Ah, okay. All righty.
All right, thanks for trying.
Unless you give another clue.
I don't know that I have any other clues. Yeah, I think we're out of clues. So I'm thinking I'll be steering you down the wrong path if I even try.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
that's
it.
All. Okay.
All right, so
bye-bye.
Yeah, we'll get an answer because eventually we'll run out of food. That's the way that'll work. All right, so let's see. Dave had called back on the north side. Are you there, Dave?
Yeah.
All right.
It's not my phone. It's your internet connection.
No, actually, it's not.
Yeah, it's on your end.
Well, okay,
it's
fine. You can think that all you want, but it's not. Now, what year are we doing?
68.
All right, 68 this week in 68. Here we go. Let's see. I can do that right here. The week ending July 27th, that would be today, 1968. Number one, Grazing in the Grass.
Mm.
Instrumental.
Yeah, I don't know.
You Masekela. Number two, Lady Willpower.
Hmm. I thought I'd have better luck with this year.
Well, that would be Gary Puckett in the Union Gap. Number three, Stone Soul Picnic.
Recognize the name, but no. Yeah, I should have picked another
Fifth Dimension. Number four, you'll get this one. Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Stones?
Number five, The Horse.
Okay. Hey.
Yes, The
Sorry?
Horse. The Horse.
As I said, of course.
No, The Horse.
Not America, right?
No, Cliff Nobles and Company. You're thinking of Horse with No Name. Six, Hurdy-Gurdy Man.
Nah, I don't know.
Donovan. Seven, This Guy's in Love with You.
I give up.
All right, well, we'll just end it right there. I'll put you out of your misery. But for anybody listening, Classical Gas by Mason Williams was number eight. Hello, I Love You by The Doors was number nine. And Indian Lake by The Cowsills was number 10. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, appreciate it.
We got The Doors.
Yeah, all right. Yes, very good. All right. Well, he was persistent and called back. Got to give him credit for that. 888-876-5593. Ooh, Jimmy P. has a six-pack. All right, Jimmy P., you got requests for me? Jimmy P., are you no longer there? Why? I don't know. I don't know, maybe this is my phone. I don't think so, though. But Jimmy P. will have to call back, I hope. And he probably is doing that even as we speak. So in the meantime, Connie in Des Plaines is going to guess on our question. What do you think, Connie? Oh, this isn't good at all. Oh, man. Oh, there you are. I heard the laugh.
I said salt, water, taffy.
Nope. Not even in New Jersey.
No.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, sure.
Okay, bye.
Sure, bye.
All right. So I think you have to make that, though. I don't think it comes native. But then again, I don't know. I don't know much. All right. So Shane is driving. So, Shane, are you with us?
I am with you, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
Not too bad.
So where are we in Wisconsin?
We are in Wisconsin. I just left Milwaukee. I'm on my way to Madison.
Okay.
And normally from Madison, I'll either be going to Rockford or Crest Hill.
Okay. Well, that's probably perfectly safe compared to what it would be like if you were going to Appleton.
yeah. It was kind of weird because all we got by my house was rain. I live in Lakemore, which is in northern Illinois. And we just got rain and a little bit of wind. That was about it.
Yeah, well, the thing with tornadoes, as you know, is they're just so narrow and directed. One side of the street is perfectly fine. The other side of the street is destroyed. One neighborhood is getting torrential rain and hail, and the next doesn't even notice it. So it's part of the deal.
Yeah, crazy.
Yes, indeed. All right, so let's see what we're going to do with MASH here. Oh, this is interesting.
Can I take a guess on the question about the...
Yes, what do you think?
How about dragon fruit?
No.
Okay.
But that's a nice guess. All right, so there was a real-life Hawkeye, and he hated the show. He didn't like the anti-war tone. He was a pro-Korean War vet and said, of course, if it was pro-Korean War, it probably wouldn't have been very funny. But he hated it. Do you know who he was?
Can I get a multiple choice on that one?
Oh, gosh, I don't know how to do that. So let's see what else.
I'm trying
to think if I can tell you something else about him. Let me try that. Other than that particular claim to fame, let's see what else we can get. All right. Interestingly, all right. As far as that goes, this can't be right. I don't like the question at all. All right, we're going to move on. I just don't like the question. So, because what I read just kind of contradicts what I just said, so we're not gonna do that.
Okay.
Here is the deal. Klinger's wedding dress was seen more than once, actually three times. Who wore it? Obviously, one time it was Klinger, but there were two others.
I believe it was Margaret Houlihan and then the wife that he married at the end.
You're absolutely right. Margaret Houlihan and Soon Lee.
truly.
Yes. Hard to find a one-size-fits-all wedding dress, but they managed to do it. All right. Very good.
All right.
All right. Well, keep driving, and thanks for taking me along for the ride.
Thanks, Rob. You have a good evening.
All right. Good deal. So now, this is funny that Richard Hornberger, was the real-life Hawkeye, said the show trampled on his memories. But when I looked up Richard Hornberger, he actually wrote some of this. So he wrote with a pseudonym as Richard Hooker as well. But he was a writer and surgeon, and he wrote MASH in 1968. In collaboration with W.C. Hines, and it was the basis for MASH. And so I don't understand how he would have hated it, and maybe it's just wrong. So anyway, he did become a doctor, and MASH was, I guess, loosely based on him one way or another. So there you have it. Now, here we go. All right. MASH was adapted, the book that he wrote, and directed by Robert Altman, released in 1970, nominated for 5 Academy Awards, but he was so furious at having sold the film rights for only a few $100s that he never again signed a copy of the book. Well, all right, so there was probably more to that question than any answer would provide. So good enough for MASH. Now, we've got a first-time caller. Well, you know I default to that. Barbara is in Des Plaines. All right, Barbara, welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Well, Riley, thank you. You are amazing. But anyway, I wanted to know if I could answer maybe the question.
I hope so. What do you think?
I was thinking maybe persimmon.
Nope. Got any other guesses?
Oh, I could only think of halva.
Nope. But that's very nice. I'm glad you called, and I hope you're going to do it again.
You are terrific. Well, okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. So good to meet Barbara, and I do hope she will call again. All right. So now, Christine in Bridgeport wants to take some guesses. So, Christine, what do you think?
Hi, good evening. First of all, I want to just tell you guys, you are so smart.
Not hardly, but that's nice of you to say. If you'd see me balancing my checkbook, you'd do it differently.
Remember everything. Okay, I'm thinking cranberries.
Nope. Any other guesses?
Okay, yes. And it is considered a fruit. Peanuts.
Nope. What else you got?
Nothing. Tomatoes.
Nope. If you
cucumbers.
Think, nope.
Okay, peaches.
Nope.
I'm just looking what's in my yard.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Nice yard.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, how about parsley?
No.
That's not a fruit.
Does parsley have any taste at all? I mean, no.
Oh, yeah. If you do get fresh ones, oh, yeah. Mm.
All
but
right.
That's not a fruit.
No.
Okay, the last fruit I can think of is apricots.
Nope.
Okay, I'm done.
Well, thanks for trying and do it again. Appreciate it.
Have a good
night. All right, you too. Now, what do we have? Okay, Jimmy P called back, so we'll find out. I'll bet you it's a six-pack, but let's find out. Let's release Christine's line and find out what is on Jimmy P's mind. So what you got for me, Jimmy P?
How you doing? I got a six-pack. I'll give it to you now. Then I got some other stuff I want to talk to you about.
Yep.
You mentioned Scotty's name the other day. I want to hear some doo-wop.
Okay.
So could you play Doo-Wah by the Spaniels?
Okay.
Shoo-Wop by the Dandeliers.
Okay.
Ka-Ding-Dong by the G-Clefs.
Okay.
How about Tragic by the Shepherds.
Yeah.
Bobby Blue Bland, Let Your Love Light Shine.
Okay.
How many is that?
Five.
All right, then you played a song, one of your bumpers that reminded me of Lily Mae Bell by the Valentines. Play that one.
All right.
And one of the other bumpers about Don't Believe Him, Donna.
Yeah.
You played that a while ago. I thought it was by the Jive 5.
No, they redid it.
They redid it.
This was the original. I did play the Jive 5, but this is the original.
Oh, I thought it sounded familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the lady that just called from Bridgeport. Next time she calls, that was my beat in Chicago when I worked on the job.
All right. But you have stories. Bet you have lots
and,
of stories.
What else would I get? I've been thinking of a song. It's in my... I can't think of the name of it. It took a long time to get together, but we'll be together a long, long time. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, the lyrics do. I can't pick up the melody in my mind.
It took a long time to get together, but we'll be together a long, long time. Nothing, huh?
No.
But then I had a guess for, could it be gyros?
No.
You know, from the gyro sandwiches?
Yeah, right, right. No, no. It's not an ingredient. It's a standalone.
Hmm. All right. What else? I had a bunch of things I was going to tell you about, but getting kind of tired. So.
Well,
anyhow,
there's always tomorrow night.
I heard you say you wanted a six-pack, and you've been bombarded with a lot of requests lately, I hear. So I was holding back, but I got to have some doo-wop. So
yeah, and you will.
Not too many doo-wop requests anymore. Whatever happened to Sergeant Pappy?
I don't know. So, Sergeant Pappy, if you're listening, call us.
Yeah, call, Sergeant. We got to get some more doo-wop listeners, doo-wop requests.
Right. Now, of course, you know, we have Stan in Dearborn, who is kind of the king.
Oh, he's the guy, he's the young man that knows all of them.
Yes.
But he doesn't request any.
Well, he probably owns them all and has heard them all.
Yeah, well, tell him to request some that, you know.
He did request a few that we played for him, so he has done that.
Yeah, I listen. This guy, he knows all of them,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so, okay, Raleigh, I'm going to hit the hay, I think.
Yeah, good idea, but thanks for calling and do it again soon.
Oh, anytime, Raleigh. Okay. You're part of my life now.
Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
So there we go. Now we'll pick it up. Fran wants lyrics from, looks like 1966. All right, so we can do that next. Alex wants, I believe, American Lit, of course. And there'll be room for you, too, on WGN Radio. James, who are they? 1960 on Matador. Yeah, they're from the Pittsburgh area. Coropolis, to be exact, in case you've got that in your collection. So, and probably the only thing by them you've got in your collection, except, of course, for the flip side. All right, so we have our straggler, and we have another hour. And you can buy this edible all over the world, but if you want the best tasting, get it from Israel. Best tasting what? All right, now, if you don't know my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, then you just have your own category. Sky is the limit. Fran is choosing lyrics. All right, 1966 lyrics on the charts this week in 1966. Are you ready, Fran?
I'm ready, but I have a couple of guesses first.
Oh, good. Even better. What do you got?
Olives?
Nope.
Apricots?
Nope.
Zucchini?
Nope.
Okay, let's go on to lyrics.
All right, all right, all right. Can you do it? Come on, people. Hey, hey, when they see me walking down the street, hey, 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 they think twice and then they speak, hey, hey, hey.
Cold jerk.
Absolutely right. You
bitch.
I know.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. They know I'm the king of the cool jerk. Whoa. All
cool
right.
Cool jerk.
Yeah.
And I also want to thank Bonnie. That was really sweet of you. And I look exactly the way you think I do.
Exactly right. Yes, yes. That's the beauty of radio. Yes.
I know. Yeah.
May nobody break
this. Anyway, thank you for the kind words.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Right.
Good deal. All right. So hang on. We'll confirm that address.
Thanks.
Don't go away. All right. So, yeah, Fran nailed it. She knows her capitals. All right, so let's see. We are going to get to Alex and his American Lit, though I got to look something up to do that. On the other hand, Mark wants charts, and I can do that almost off the top of my head. So, head, singular. Only got one, yeah, from this planet. Mark in Aurora. Welcome back to WD.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, 1969.
Oh, yeah, I wonder, though, if it would be possible to revisit 1972 from last week, because we can only get me up to number 16, and I wanted to see how far I might have gone.
Oh, well, let me pull a 70s book.
Yeah.
All right. So we got the 70s. 1972.
Yeah, and that would have been last week, and number 16 was Michael Jackson.
All right. And let's find that. I can do that. Yeah, I want to be where you are, Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah.
Number 17, Conquistador.
Oh, Procol Harum.
Yep. Number 18, Long Cool Woman.
The Hollies.
Number 19, Day by Day.
Godspell.
Number 20, Hold Her Tight.
Oh, could you play it?
Oh, don't make me. Yeah. I have to fortify myself for that. Yeah, right,
okay.
Exactly. And after the break, I will play you some of it. You betcha. Don't go away.
Okay.
And I will also do my diligence to come up with an American Lit question, too. And we'll continue with our straggler. You can buy this edible all over the world, but if you want the best tasting, get it from Israel. Best tasting what? All right. And you're welcome to your own category. So another hour of Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
I'm
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and who are they? Yeah, Philadelphia record royalty as far as I'm concerned. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, we were talking with Mark and Aurora, who insisted I play Hold Her Tight. You really want to hear this, do you,
yeah.
Mark? All right, well, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Osmonds.
Yeah, thank God you didn't make me play more of it. Yes, the Osmonds, absolutely right. And
yeah, that was one of their attempts at rock and roll.
It didn't work. We've got number 21, I'm Still in Love with You.
Al Green.
Yes, absolutely right. 22, The Happiest Girl in the Whole USA.
Donna Fargo.
23, Candyman.
Emmy Davis Jr.
24, Coconut.
Oh, Nilsson.
25, People Make the World Go Round.
Could you play it?
Yeah, actually I would. It's not a bad song. Let me...
Yeah, okay.
And
I can almost hear it in my head, but not quite.
Yeah, well, let's see. I'll see what I can do. Hopefully that's all I need to do. All right. And here we go.
Oh, the Stylistics.
Yes, absolutely right. The Stylistics it is.
Yeah, I knew the sound effects.
Yeah, right. Number 26, I know you know this. Troglodyte.
The Jimmy Castor bunch.
Yes, her name was Bertha. Bertha Butt, one of the Butt sisters.
One of the Butt sisters, yeah.
27, I Need You.
America.
Yep. 28, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Paul McCartney and Wings.
Afraid so. 29, Hold Your Head Up.
Argent.
Yep. 30, Sealed with a Kiss. Obviously a remake of Brian Hyland.
Bobby Vincent.
Yep. 31, You Don't Mess Around with Jim.
Jim Croce.
32, All the King's Horses.
I think that it's either Aretha or Gladys.
Yeah, it is Aretha. Very good. 33, Superwoman.
Stevie Wonder. I still love that song. Oh, man. That's a good one.
34, Gone. Oh, man, I forgot about this woman. Gone.
Oh.
And her brother.
This might be the... This might be the one that stops me. Let's hear it.
Oh, God. No. I'll find it, I hope. Well, actually, I hope I don't, but we'll see.
Gone.
Yeah, gone. Oh, yeah. I'm afraid I did find it. Yes. All right. So here she is. What?
Well, I gotta hear it. Yeah, Joey Heatherton.
Absolutely right. And her brother was Dickie Heatherton, who was a disc jockey.
Yeah.
All right, Heather. Yes, and then she had that odd husband, but we won't revisit that right now. All right, so, yeah. Number 35, Motorcycle Mama.
Oh, Sail Cats.
36, Nice to Be With You. Ugh.
Gallery.
37, I've Been Lonely for So Long. It's a good record.
Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah, I'll be happy to play that, actually. Better than Joey Heatherton, but it doesn't take much. Let's see. I've been lonely.
Been gone for so long?
Lonely for so long. Here we go. All right.
I've been lonely for so long.
Yeah, I've been lonely for so long. Yeah. See, I'd know this right away, but I have a feeling this might be your downfall because there is some R&B involved with it.
Well, I...
I've been lonely for so long.
I recognize this, but I don't remember the name of the artist.
It's a male vocal. It's not a group.
Don't seem okay. like happiness will come along.
No, I recognize the song, but I'm not getting the artist.
Everybody's Frederick Knight. Rocks in
my bed. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten it, but man, I got up to 38.
Yeah, that, very good. Yes, so Frederick okay. Knight, you're some Birmingham.
Now we go to 69
yeah,
this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, and that was on Stax, by the way, for people who might have liked it. Actually, they did some Redbird stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, now let's put the 70s aside here and bring the
69
back in 69 this week in 69. Yeah. That would be the week of. Let's get the actual week of. July the 26th, close enough.
Okay.
Number
okay.
one, 1969, number one in the year 2525.
Zager and Evans.
Yes, yes, otherwise known as Exordium and Terminus. And it says it right on the label. Number two, Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Tommy James and the Shondells, I love it.
Number three, Spinning Wheel.
Oh, Blood, Sweat, and Clear Tears with the late David yeah. Clayton Thomas.
Absolutely. Number four, My Cherie Amour.
Stevie Wonder.
Number five, What Does It Take to Win Your Love?
Oh, I still love this song. Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
Number six, Good Morning, Starshine.
Oliver Swofford.
Number seven, One.
A Three Dog Night.
Number eight, The Ballad of John and Yoko.
John Lennon.
Well, actually, no, the Beatles.
Yeah, actually, the Beatles. Beatles.
It's the Beatles, yeah. Yes. All right, well, you can get three yeah. wrong, so we'll count that, but it won't matter. Number nine, Baby, I Love yeah. You. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, could you play it?
Yeah, Jeff Barry produced it. Let's see. He was from Canada. Guy was from Canada.
I'm gonna count the Beatles one, man.
Well, you can if you want. I don't care.
Really?
Because there ain't, yeah. there ain't nothing riding
well,
on
wanna,
it.
Anyway. I want to see if I can get past number 10. Yeah.
All right. Well, I gotta find the version that charted, not the little Milton version. And not the Ronettes. All right. I'm still searching. Jeez, I have a lot of versions of this. That's really sad. that's really sad. All right, let's. God, Jimmy Holiday? No, not Jimmy Holiday. I can't believe how many versions I've got of this song. This is just wrong. All right, let me look it up by the artist. All right, this should be relatively easy. Yeah, right. Yep, here it is. Obviously, everybody and their brother did it, but here you go.
Yeah. Oh, Andy Kim.
Yes, that's right, Andy Kim. That's right, Canada's own.
Mr. Canada.
Yep, absolutely yeah. right. So where were we here? Let me find.
Number 10, I
yeah,
think.
I know. Well, let's see. Number 10, Love Theme from Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, Henry Mancini.
Very good. We'll see how far you go. Number 11, Mother Popcorn.
Yeah. Oh, Mother Popcorn.
Yes.
Wow. Let me hear it.
This was a hit.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it's just a case of I don't know it by title.
All right. Let me see if I... There are somewhere I wonder why the hell I put these on this computer, but it is here. And you can hear it.
Okay.
You don't need more, do you?
I want to say James Brown, but I'm sure it's not James
Yeah, actually
Brown.
It is James Brown.
Oh. Well, all right.
Number 12, Color and Father.
Forgetting these
it
guys.
It was on Metromedia. Yeah, and it's the only thing you name by him, but it was a good record. It really was.
The Moments?
No, I said no, it's the only thing you can name by it. You think you can only name one record by
yeah.
The Moments?
No.
And like I say, it was on on Metro Media. And I
used to know this one, but I've forgotten it.
Well, apparently so. The Winstons.
Yeah. Yes. Well,
you still did very nicely.
My tracks.
Yes. But,
okay.
It's all right. Okay, good deal. Alrighty. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks, Mark. All right,
okay.
So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Now, I'm going to American literature now, and not a moment too soon after Mother Popcorn, but let's see what Alex in Round Lake has to say for Spadself. Hello, Alex.
Hi. How are you doing, Raleigh?
I can't complain. How about yourself?
Well, I'm good after hearing Mother Popcorn.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, I'll get over it. But, all right. So here we have American literature, don't you know? And this is a well-known author who wrote a number of well-known things. But one of those well-known things, he wanted to title The Fireman. Ultimately, it came out under another name. What was it?
Fahrenheit 451.
Absolutely right. There you go. All right.
Yeah.
I knew you'd get it, Alex. Don't go away. All right. So there we have it. Now we'll put Alex on hold there. And what else are we doing? Let's see. Stan in Dearborn. But should I play another bumper before we get to... No, I'll just talk to him. So, Stan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
So you knew them all, I'm sure.
Well, except the first one. The first one's giving me trouble. Did you say that was a B-side, first one?
Yes, a B-side for You Will Never Get Away.
You Will Never Get Away.
And that was a great record.
From 63. Well, I don't know if that was played in Detroit.
Oh, I don't know that it was played anywhere. But, you know, that's the problem. But, it had royalty behind it in terms of producer and writer and all that, but... I'll play you the A side, and maybe it will ring familiar because it was a great record. Although I can't swear that I ever heard it on the radio either.
Yeah, it was a good record.
Yeah.
Is that a group?
No, it's a person. It's a one person.
Oh, I can't make a call.
Well, no one,
on that one.
No one else.
You got me on that one.
No one else is going to get that either, so I'll tell you. Her name was Colly May. Colly May. Colly May. And that is literally it. And it was on Luther Ingram's label on Gold Records. And Bob Gaudio wrote it, and Frankie Valli produced it. Charlie Colello arranged it. So this was a woulda, coulda, shoulda that never did anything.
Yeah, it sounded really good. It's good production.
Yeah,
good singing, everything.
Yeah,
any credits on the background singers or girls?
Yeah, I don't know. No one knows who this woman is. No one. A lot of people thought that it was Shirley Alston, but it's not. She has that sound, but it's absolutely not. And no one knows that I've ever found. And Colly May, Colly May. And for all I know, she pronounces it Charlie. We don't know.
Charlie. Yeah.
But everybody wonders. I think she was Philadelphia, but it's interesting because, you know, even Val doesn't know. Nobody seems to know. But this was a deal where I think that, you had Gaudio and Valli thinking, well, let's try production. And, I don't know what to think. And so it was just a great record, and no one knows.
Yeah, 63 was a great year for girl groups. Great, yes. Great year for me too. I had a lot of records from 63.
Yeah, I agree. And whether it's Randell or Linzer or Rip or Bob Crew or whatever, there were a lot of people involved then in the Tony Randazzos.
Yeah,
yeah, all that wonderful stuff. But no one knows that I found. So,
wow.
And it was reviewed in the trades, but they don't, they just say like...
No distribution.
Right. Well, and it should have, because, like I said, Luther Ingram owned that label. So I would have thought, and it was New York-based, that they could have gotten some distribution on it somehow. But I don't know anybody who ever heard, heard this record on the air or anywhere else. So it's a mystery.
Well, okay, should I give you the others? Or
yes, of course. No, what are you kidding? Let's go. Number two?
Okay. All right, so the second one, My Heart Beats For You.
Right.
Flip Side of Ding Dong by The Echoes.
Yes, absolutely right. Yeah.
And the original Donna, Don't Believe Him, Letty Miles.
Yes, absolutely.
And the original So Fine by The Sheik.
Yes.
And Federal. Never Will I by S.Q. Reader.
Absolutely. Never Again. Yes, absolutely.
Never Again, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Never Again. Was that Never Again?
Yeah, it was
okay.
Never Again, but yeah, S.Q. Reader, who, of course, they named Esquerita, claiming that it was, she was a, that he, she, it, whatever, was a foreigner.
Yeah.
So, but this was under S.Q. Reader. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And then?
Yeah. Like you said, he went by a couple different names.
Oh, yeah, but the Esquerita was just over-the-top nuts. So
yeah. Okay, Never Before by Cameos from Pittsburgh.
Yes, yes, Karopolis, absolutely right.
The last one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Take It From a Fool, Dream Lovers.
Oh, by the way, I'm in a break right now, but that's all right. Yes, Take It From a Fool on Len.
Okay.
And interestingly about that song is that they were Dream Lovers, two words on the label, not Dream Lovers, one word, Dream and Lovers.
Yeah. What label was that one on?
Len.
Can't recall.
Len. But hang on.
Yeah, Len.
Hang on a minute.
Len and Palm.
Yeah, don't go away. Stay where you are. There's another one coming up. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So we're in the news or something on WGN Radio.
I declare I'll get your love.
liking that just too much. And I know that Stan knows it because it's got Detroit all over it. So, okay, Stan.
Ooh, shucks, by the five stars.
Yeah, they trilled better than anybody I know. And, of course, Barry Gordy co-wrote that.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it must be the same five stars there on Raber.
Right.
They did magic
right.
on Raber.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And, yeah, but Mark X was an interesting little label. It was one of George yep. Goldner's, so yes. All right.
And not the same five stars on Treat
right.
Records, a different group. But, yeah, they did Magic by on Raber.
Okay.
And I think Barrett Strong was in that group.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I'll defer to you. Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Never confirmed it, but that's what I heard.
Right, right. But yeah, and I remember that Raber Records. That was an orange label.
Yes, I think there's only two releases on there.
Really? It makes sense.
I think so.
Makes sense.
Pardon?
And I assumed, I've got it, but I assumed that I didn't have an original. I thought it was, you know, like some reissue or something.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure the original probably has quite a bit of money attached to it, so I'm sure mine isn't.
Yeah. And then Jimmy P, his request was, the Spaniards are one of my favorite groups. I got to tell Jimmy P.
Yeah.
And he says, how come I don't request any? Well, I had a show and I was overwhelmed with requests, and I imagine you're overwhelmed with requests also. So I kind of lay back.
Oh, yeah, but if there's anything in particular, let me know what it is.
Well, sometime during the week, he could play a few of these. I wrote down a couple for Jimmy P. from Chicago.
Okay.
Some Chicago groups.
Yeah.
Born with Rhythm by the Calves.
Oh, yeah.
On Cobra.
Okay.
Aurelia by the Pelicans on Parrot.
Wow.
And Tell Me Why by the Five Chances on Federal.
Okay.
So that's. I think you'll enjoy. Think you'll enjoy those Chicago.
Absolutely.
Tunes.
All right. Yeah. Well, always wonderful to hear from you. Thanks.
Yep. I'll let you get back to more trivia with everybody else.
Okay. Good. Thanks.
Okay.
All right,
thanks.
So,
bye-bye.
I think I only have time for one more bumper, and that'll be coming up here. I'm debating between a few. I think I picked it out. All right. So good. Now that said, our question goes away at the end of the night. I reveal it in under 20 minutes from now. You can buy this edible all over the world, but if you want the best tasting, get it from Israel. What is it? All right, so now, anybody wanting to guess on it? I don't think so. That's interesting. No one wanting to guess on it. All right. Well, very good. So let's move directly over to Andy from Los Angeles. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, thank you.
How's it going this week?
It's going okay. It's going all right. Surviving.
Okay.
Looking forward to tonight.
On December 26, 1963, a New York radio station began identifying itself as the official Beatles station. Who was it?
63.
And why?
And why? That's a
yeah. Okay. That's just extra credit.
Yeah, right. well, they all were claiming the Beatles station, so ABC came later, I think. I think it would have been Windsor MCA, and Jack Spector broke. I think I would say, I don't know what I would say. I guess I'm just guessing, but WMCA.
Yes, and you're right about Jack Spector. What happened?
Yeah.
He and Joe Bogart, who was the music guy, got a hold of "I Want to Hold Your Hand" the day it was released, and they beat both WABC and Winds to the punch, and then immediately started referring to themselves as the official Beatles station.
Right. Was that the who sponsored them? Which radio station sponsored their concert? Jay, you know.
You know, that's in New York, that's a great question. I assume MCA, but I don't know that. You know, because yes, obviously, by the time they were having that concert, everybody was on board.
They were all called the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. WABC, the guy who started that on WABC, a lot of people think was Cousin Brucey. It wasn't. The WA Beatles C fan club was Scott Muni's creation.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So almost asked you that, by the way. But anyhow, yeah, but, you know, by the time they landed, you know, at Idlewild or whatever it was, yeah, ABC, INS, MCA, they were all there.
Yeah, they were all there, yeah.
Of course, yeah. Of course. But,
yeah, but I
yeah.
remember Jack Spector was taking credit for that.
And should have. Absolutely should have. He got a hold of it. And they, you know, they didn't ace them by long. And, of course, the interesting thing is, yes, they aced them, but the Beatles up to then had done nothing, you know. They had the Swan signal, which single, which did nothing. They had VJ that did nothing. So it was really going out on a limb saying we're your official Beatles station. But but yeah, so that was the deal. Yeah. Well, as usual, you're a winner. That's would expect no less.
Well, I am glad.
All right, thanks.
You have a good week.
Okay, you too. Okay. Thanks, appreciate it. All right, so we'll add to Andy's stash here, and hold on. But I'm sure by now John has absolutely confirmed that address, but you never know. So 888-876-5593. Gary is in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, hey, Riley. I always like hearing those New York trivia questions.
Yeah, they are fun.
I think if I had grown up there, I'd have been a WMCA fan.
I know that's true. Absolutely. You know, I absolutely never liked WABC. Didn't like the reverb. Didn't like anything about them. Although, I thought Scott Muni was a standout. And, of course, he proved that was the case. So, all right, we're going to do 5x5.
Yep, we are. Since I heard Lisa the other night, she sounded so, you know, with it and everything.
Yeah.
So good. I just... happy to hear her, so.
Before it was found to cause cancer, there were probably a lot of asbestos uses, but one in particular was used in everything from pajamas to brakes. What use was it? What did asbestos do?
I think it prevented fire.
Absolutely right. It was fireproof. Yeah, that's the least of your worries, of course, but we didn't know that.
Yeah, at the time, no.
So what came first, Disney World or Disneyland?
Disneyland.
Of course. What is tripe made of?
Intestines.
Well, actually, chitlins is intestines, but that's okay. We're giving you another thing close by. What would it be if it's not intestines?
Probably stomach. Some kind of stomach.
Absolutely
thing.
Stomach. That's 100%. All right. So, what do we have here? I don't know if this is right, but we're going to go with that. I don't know if I'm going to have to move on. What successful singer was in Destiny's Child and is nicknamed Queen Bee?
Beyonce.
Absolutely right. Well, I think we got four. That's 4 out of 5. You did it.
All right.
Thanks. Okay, hang on. Don't go away. Yes, indeed. All right. So Gary aced it. Now, is there anybody who is wanting to guess on our trivia question? Because that is going away quickly. So let's see what we can... we can do with let's see here. Well, I don't know, but Jimmy P called back. All right, Jimmy P, are you there?
Yeah, really. I just like to thank Stan. I'll enjoy all those three Chicago style songs that he requested for me, especially Aurelia by the Pelicans.
Yeah,
that was one of my favorites. That he jogged my memory with the other ones. So thank you very much, Stan.
All right.
I appreciate it so much.
Good deal. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Okay. All right. So, yeah, Stan comes through, as he always does. So what does... Oh, Ruth wants to guess on our... well, I'll read it again exactly as it is, since it will be revealed in... within 10 minutes here, I do believe. You can buy this edible all over the world, but if you want the best tasting, get it from Israel. Get what from Israel? Ruth in Gurnee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Okay, Riley, I have two Frank Sinatras. He just picked him a plum.
No plums. Next.
Okay, medicinal prunes.
No.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. All right. Medicinal prunes. All right. Well, they got a reputation. So that's about all I can say about that. They do. All right, so let's see what Annette in Carroll Springs has to say. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Annette.
Hi. I haven't heard all the guesses because I was back and forth with the Cubs for a while. I did hear what Fran said of olives. That was going to be my first guess, and you said no,
right.
Correct?
Correct. It is not olives.
Okay. I'm just going to guess a whole lot of fruits.
Okay.
Bananas?
Nope.
Grapes?
Nope.
Apricots?
Nope.
Cherries?
Nope.
Prickly pears?
Nope.
And something called loquats?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Thanks for trying.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good deal. Yeah, loquats. All right, hadn't heard that before, but no. So they're known for this in some circles. Like I say, for a while, it was a big export to Greenland. But, you know, they were lucky for anything they could get, I guess. But no, this is apparently reputed to be just the best. And, you know, you might want to call it Palestine, or you may want to go. But, you know, it's Israel that's exporting them. But anyway, what is the deal there? So 888-876-5593. James on the South Side. How's it going, James?
Fine. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. I will take some shots at that question.
Okay.
Okay. Dates?
Nope.
Kumquats?
Nope.
I will say, citrus? No. Pomegranates?
Nope.
Raisins?
Nope.
Okay. Figs?
Nope.
I can't think of another one right offhand right now.
All right, then let's talk World War II, your favorite, and let's talk about the first Berlin bombing by the Royal Air Force, 1940. They missed their target. They were aiming for one thing but killed something else. What'd they kill?
They were aiming for a munitions plant.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think, if I remember correctly, they destroyed a art museum or something like that, I think it was.
Not even close. Got anything else?
I'm going to say, they hit a concentration camp?
Nope. And of course, this is August 26th, 1940.
Okay. They didn't hit the Parliament building, I don't think.
You ready to give up?
I afraid so, yeah.
They bombed the Berlin Zoo and killed the Soul Elephant.
Oh, yeah, that... That was torture, just how bad their bonding was.
Yeah, right, and I feel so bad. And, you know, we don't know what the elephant's name was, because I really wanted to properly mourn it. Now, there was a surviving bull named Siam who outlived the rest of the herd, but the elephant died, and I would assume that Siam was also an elephant, but they say the lone elephant, so I don't know. I think they had more than one elephant. And so Siam survived it.
He was
apparently the only one to survive it, because there would have been two, and the other one met its maker. And I'm sure that Great Britain was not attempting to bomb zoos, but that's what they bombed.
Yeah, I was going to say on that other question, parsimons, but I know it's not that.
Nope.
It's I think I have to at least give it a
All right.
because I'm.
I think we're out of time.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, because I want to move along, get some more guesses. Rosie is a first-time caller, and Rosie is in Naples, Florida. So welcome, Rosie, to WGN Radio.
Hi, Riley. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Sure. Could it be Gaffa oranges?
No. What else you got?
Oh, that's it.
Ah, that's a good one, though. It's been said a couple times, though. But I'm thrilled that you're listening and hope that you will call me again.
I sure will.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right, so Naples checks in. So let's see what we have here. Carol in Chicago is going to give us a guess. What do you think, Carol?
I think it could be gefilte fish.
No, that's funny. It's not something that's prepared. It's something that is. I think gefilte fish has to be prepared. You do something to it. I don't think
they put it in jars.
Right, or they do put it in jars, but I don't think there's a fish called a gefilte. I think, there might be.
They're parts.
Yeah, right, they do stuff, exactly. You know, kind of like the matzo ball. First time I heard that, I said, my God, if that's matzo balls, what's the size of the matzo? And they said, no, it's not like that. I was, oh, well. So I tried. Anyway, thanks.
All right, that's all I had.
Okay, bye. All right, so 888-876-5593. You got to get to this because we've got one more bumper, and then hopefully get to more of your guesses, and I'll reveal coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, we're going to forgo that final bumper because I want to get through a couple calls and also identify our question, but we have one more guest here, and it goes to Jimmy P., who called back. So, Jimmy P., what do you think?
Kosher pickles?
No. I love it. No.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, all right. So, let's see what Naoto has to say. And we're going to do Myers-Briggs, don't you know? So, Naoto from Japan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you.
Okay, so among all the Myers-Briggs types, all 16 types, one is a standout as being the most likely to smoke. Who are the smokers?
I would say ESTP.
INTP.
Ooh, that's quite surprising, actually.
Yeah, surprising to me, too. That's why I asked it. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, so do I have any other takers for the question? I guess not. And so here is our answer. And I should get more history behind it because you're not going to believe it. But yes, you can buy it pretty much anywhere in the world. But if you want the best tasting, you've got to get it from Israel. What is it? The best tasting watermelon. All right. So why is the best tasting watermelon? Now, here's the argument. It is from Israel, but some will say, well, that's Palestinian. Very well may be, but we're talking the same land, basically. So that's a big one. Watermelon. So let me see if I can find anything else about it. I don't know. So I should have looked all that. Yeah. All right. Malali watermelon, the best watermelon in the Israeli market, most common variety. Started in the 50s, often described as one of the finest tasting melons ever developed. It's an heirloom that delivered what may be the best tasting melon ever. And yes, the sweetest melons anywhere. And so that is the deal. But there's a story there also, and I know this about and why? Well, the climate for one thing, but also the way they're farmed, which is you know, more technology than soil, really. And there are others. Some were developed on kibbutzes and things like that. And there are several varieties. But Israeli melons are the big thing. I know. Hey, don't shoot me. All right. I got it online when I was looking up something on Greenland. I'm not sure that Greenland is still importing them, but there are many articles to this date about why Israeli watermelons taste so good. All right. So on that note, that's a wrap. Yeah, might as well be. New question next week. Full show tomorrow, 10 p.m., 21 hours from now. So hopefully that's a date. Be there, be square, as they say. Thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your call. But above all, you're my hero. I thank you for calling. Couldn't play trivia without you. So hopefully I'll hear from you tomorrow night, right here. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
Subway Shove Shocker, plus Park Pill Purge, and The Tip. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. Track attack. A Queens commuter's routine ride turned into a platform plunge when prosecutors say a fair-fleeing man suddenly sent the 64-year-old tumbling onto the tracks. The bloodied but blessed rider survived with cuts, bruises, and a stapled scalp. The accused trackside terror now faces attempted murder charges, sits without bail, and has been ordered to undergo a psychiatric evaluation. Seems somebody confused public transportation with full-contact transit. Dope dealer Dragnet. LA's MacArthur Park got a surprise spring cleaning when DEA agents and LAPD officers swarmed the notorious narcotics nexus, snatching suspected dealers, seizing drugs, and piling perps into patrol cars. Authorities say the crackdown is part of an ongoing campaign to reclaim the park from fentanyl-fueled trafficking and street corner contraband sales. For a few hours at least, the busiest pushers in the park were wearing badges. Crystal Skew Evasion. Hood cop, bad cop, a former probation officer in Florida named Crystal faces 500 years in the joint for allegedly tipping off a drug crew about upcoming narcops, cops say. Anyone tell the Sunshine State Sherlocks the suspect might not live that long. Anywho, seems Nodscram the pusher man had access to crime databases for months after getting fired. No word on who forgot to fix that farcical flub. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.